You are listening to the Florida Folk Show. We are today broadcasting live, Radio St. Pete. We're broadcasting live from the Roser Park Porch Fest. And we are on a gigantic porch of a house at 8th Street and 8th Avenue.
A much bigger porch than normal.
Than normal, mm-hmm. That's right. And it's a great event. It's happened here for the last several years. And it's one of only two places, I think, in Florida. It's a national event, and it's held probably around 25, 30 places around the country. And it just brings everybody out. You know, you have little kids with the lemonade stands, and you've got people walking up and down and traveling on skateboards and seeing and meeting their neighbors. And it's a very neighborly, community-oriented festival. The sort of thing that a lot of cities are starting to do as we go through these hard times and mysterious times that we're living in now. It's good to have neighbors and know who your neighbors are. So we are at the Porch Fest today. If you want to come see us, come on down to Roser Park.
Porch Fest 2022, and we're speaking with
Phil and Tricia Dooley.
Hi, so nice to meet you. How are you today?
And I assume you're associated with Keller Williams.
My wife is, Tricia.
I am. So actually, Phil and I live in Roser Park. We absolutely love it. Yeah. It's such a beautiful neighborhood. I think it's a hidden gem that most people don't even realize is here in St. Pete. And it was actually the first founded neighborhood.
Yeah. It was the very first historic neighborhood of St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. So again, it's when the Orange Belt Railroad came down. You know, this was Roser Park. Charles M. Roser came to us from Kent, Ohio, I believe, mm-hmm. or Dayton, Ohio. The legend is that he was a baker in Ohio, and he created the Fig Newton. Right. And then he either licensed it or sold it to Nabisco, and then he moved to St. Pete. Right. And he was a philanthropist, a developer. He was one of the city founding fathers, and he really assisted in those early years of developing St. Pete into the Sunshine City. Mm-hmm. And so we live in a home that was built in 1926, and it was the Haskins Plat is what it is. It was, I guess, historically, it was a grapefruit orchard. We live diagonally across the neighborhood from Rob and Olia Schaefer. They're in the Bradshaw House, which is the original mayor's mansion that I think was built in 1910. And they're on the tour of homes today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the tour of homes continues until 1 o'clock, and then there's music.
That's correct. We have many, many bands in and throughout the neighborhood, so pretty much covering any spectrum of music that you'd really be into. And I think it's just such a spectacular event. It would be great if everyone came out and joined us today.
Terrific. That's 2 until 6 this afternoon.
Okay. The bands are staggered. There's some that play from 2 to 4, some that play from 4 to 6, some that play from 3 to 4. We've got the great Greg Roy over here. He's going to be queuing up at 4 p.m. right in front of 908 Prospect Street. So he's going to be right in front of the Keller Williams Tricia Dooley tent.
Well, that's terrific. We had a great Florida Folk Show this morning live. From right up at the top of these steps.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we heard that. That was a great performance. Yeah.
And, you know, I learned something new today about your station that I think is just so wonderful, and that is that you support local musicians. Yeah. And it's just so wonderful. And that is a big part of what we are trying to achieve here with Roser Park Porch Fest, and that is to help support our local musicians.
And they're terrific. So much going on around today, and it looks like you're volunteering as a part of this event. What is your function here?
So I'm actually a sponsor of the event. So, you know, we really want to just, you know, bring people aware of our neighborhood and things of that nature. And again, just, you know, kind of help support the cause, but, you know, by way of monies and actually, you know, get my brand out as well. So,
well, folks who have not discovered Roser Park could discover it this afternoon. Many of the original features from the development are still extremely visible.
Yes, they are. You can see it in the architecture. It's a lot of varied architecture, all from the, you know, the 20s and 30s. You know, Roser Park Elementary was over by the hospital. It has a memorial there for it. The tour of homes is a great walking tour where you then, you know, enter into the home. But then the Porch Fest is a little more fun, a little more, you know, just freewheeling. There's a lot of vendors up on 10th and 8th, and so it's just a great time. And Roser Park is just a great little gem of a neighborhood within the city of St. Pete. A lot of hills that are uncharacteristic to the general land of St. Pete.
Yeah.
And I think what's also really great about our neighborhood as well is that you can actually take a nice long tour through the neighborhood, and there's placards speaking to the different buildings and when they were established and how their names all came about. So it's really kind of a great day. It's so close to downtown, and we're so close to the waterfront that it's a nice little add-on if you're planning to spend, you know, a weekend day down here in downtown St. Petersburg.
Terrific. It is Porch Fest 2022, Radio St. Pete, 96.7 FM. Radio St. Pete here this afternoon with continuing live coverage. We brought you the Florida Folk Show this morning from 10 until noon. Jay Kolb and I will be hanging out this afternoon. We'll bring you more conversations with folks involved and more live music a little bit later on this afternoon.
Hey, this is Jay Kolb, and I am down here on Porch Fest with Deb Hunsiter. This is a beautiful afternoon, a wonderful crowd, and the music is going to kick off at about 2 o'clock. And Deb, you're up first, I think.
I am. I'm happy to be a part of it this year. I heard it was a great success last year, so I was happy when Lexi asked me to join.
Yeah, this is a wonderful event. Porch Fest is kind of a national thing, and this is just the second year in St. Pete, and I think they've hit it out of the park here.
I think so, too. I was just telling one of the guys that owns the house up here that Roser Park is such an anomaly and needs to be shared. You know, it's just so unique. It really is.
Yeah, you walk around St. Pete for any time at all, and you will very quickly realize Roser Park is different.
It's got a totally different
vibe down here than anywhere else in St. Pete.
Yeah, a lot of the homes are, you know, were built, what, 100 years ago. It's got that creek running through there. I think they've got a dog on the loose over there. So
it's Roser Park.
It's a little puppy running around, so somebody's got to catch it. There we go. So I was happy to be asked to do it, and I was, you know, I've got a gig tomorrow at the Salty Nun, JP's new place in downtown St. Pete, and I'm excited about that. I play 3 to 6 there.
Well, that's awesome, and we are really looking forward to hearing you play some tunes at 2 o'clock down here at historic Roser Park at Porch Fest.
Jimmy Buffett here.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. Oh,
everybody knows that doodles love Jimmy Buffett, right? He started barking as soon as I started playing, right?
I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was that open to rock and roll. Honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be home. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rented cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Something you try to explain. Darling, I love you so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday. That much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt. Hope you're enjoying the scene. I know that it's pretty up there. Hiking on Tuesday with you, I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent more lonely days in a brown alley haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Radio
Porch Fest 2022 live coverage here on 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. We're talking to Tom Schmidt, who is a Porch Fest host, and he was actually the host porch for the Florida Folk Show live on the station earlier today. Tom, tell us about what the job of a host is.
Well, the job of a host here at Porch Fest is having a porch. And as you probably all saw in the live feed, we've got a great porch.
Yeah.
So when my wife, who is unfortunately not here today, told me that we were going to have a live broadcast from our porch, I got very excited. I've worked in television for nigh 40 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so a live broadcast from our porch seems like something I'd be very into. So we were going to be, and still are, a host for a couple acts that will be down on our stairs. Mm-hmm. But there are also acts up here on the porch from 10 to 12. And, you know, it's just something nice about watching folks stand on 100-year-old Cuban tile, which is what we're standing on right now, and performing, and everybody enjoying themselves, even with a little brief power outage that we had. But, you know, these are old circuits.
Yeah.
Don't worry, they're code. But it was great. It was a great exposure for Rosa Park, which we love dearly. It was a great exposure for the musicians, we hope. And great exposure for our home, which we love.
Yeah.
So I think it all worked out.
It did. What is your history here? How long have you owned this house?
We found this place in 2015. Mm-hmm. Both my wife and I are from D.C. Mm-hmm. I actually grew up here, born in Clearwater, and then moved to D.C. in 87. Mm-hmm. Met my wife, Stephanie, in 2013 up there. She has her folks in Lady Lake, Florida, which is just outside the villages. My mom lives up in Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. And we talked about moving down here because mm-hmm. they were elderly, and we thought, you know something, we can do our jobs from anywhere, so let's go ahead and be close and still mm-hmm. do our jobs. Mm-hmm. So she found this place. She'd come down here on recon. We were looking at several neighborhoods around here in Hillsboro and here, and she came across Rosa Park, and then she was doing FaceTimes from the different places that she went to, and so she FaceTimed me from this porch, and if you saw the broadcast, you saw what I saw and all these hills and palms behind her, and it doesn't look like Florida, it looks more like Hawaii.
Yeah.
So when she started FaceTiming me, I said, where are you? And she said, I'm in this little community called mm-hmm. Rosa Park, which is just south of All Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that can't be, because when I was growing up, there were no hills in Florida or Pinellas County.
Yeah.
Well, certainly there are, and we now live on one. And we got in, you know, knock on whatever wood is available. This, by the way, as mm-hmm. I'm pivoting towards our railing, this is called white pine, mm-hmm. and this is like stone.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to give a little science lesson here.
Yeah.
Back in the day when they were building these homes, they were using old growth wood.
Mm-hmm.
And white pine, this white pine in particular, came from an old growth forest where the trees were actually, that they milled, were from trees that were compressed by larger trees around them. Mm-hmm. So the wood just got denser and denser and denser. This is like stone.
Yeah.
I've done things to this wood, and I can't even drill into it. I have to drill like three pilot holes to get into it.
We're talking to Tom Schmidt, who's a homeowner here in Rosa Park. What do you know about the house prior to your acquiring it? It's a century old.
It is a century old. Unfortunately, the records were lost for the original owners in the courthouse fire of St. Pete in 25, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
We have pictures going back only to about 94 when they did a reno to the house where it was, they shored up the porch, mm-hmm. did stuff to the interior and so forth. We do have a historic document about our roof because we had to get a certificate of appropriateness to put on a metal roof on this house.
Mm-hmm.
So, we learned a bit more about the homes of this area, not necessarily ours, just that there were metal homes in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in the past. So,
Well, the tour of homes ended at 1 o'clock this afternoon, but there's plenty more this afternoon. Live music. Talk a little bit about that getting underway in the 2 o'clock hour.
Well, I don't actually know. I can't provide you with the most detailed information about that. Only that they'll be on our steps and down on the street.
Right. And a number of other homes, too, a number of other porches, a little walking tour around. There are food vendors. There's things to do for the family. It's a great opportunity to come down here. And standing on this porch and the 100-year-old Cuban tile, I'm remembering that air conditioning did not come to St. Petersburg for a couple of few decades after this house was built.
Yeah, yeah, it was. That's one of the reasons why this steeply pitched extended porch roof is for two reasons. One, obviously to mitigate the wind,
yeah.
But two, to mitigate the sun.
Yeah, right.
And something I learned recently was the blue roof that we put on. There's many reasons why people do blue roofs. My wife did it. And it's to obviously to make it look nice, mm-hmm. But somebody I heard someone talk about how it hornets would not build nests on a blue roof because they thought it was the sky.
Oh.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I love the story, so I'm going to go with that one.
It works for me.
Yeah.
Tom Schmidt, thank you so much for joining us. A Porch Fest homeowner and host at Porch Fest 2022 here in Rosa Park. Again, a reminder that the live music will get underway this afternoon and continue until 6. It is a free event this afternoon. You can come down, bring the family, and enjoy one of Tampa Bay's, if not most fascinating, one of the very fascinating areas that looks much the same as it would have looked 100 years ago.
And I've got Josh and Victoria from one of the great local bands here, great jazz band, Hot Tonic. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great.
Doing great, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, this is just a gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon here, folks. Blue skies, some puffy white clouds, and just a great scene here. So Hot Tonic is, you guys are coming on at what time?
We start from 2 to 4, and I think there's about 6 different stages around here that are all going to be playing music.
Food trucks,
and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day outside.
And the homes are spectacular.
Yeah, this is such a unique area. For those of you who might not be aware of Roser Park, it's one of the older communities here in St. Pete, and it's that rare community where there are actually hills, which you just don't see much around St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's almost like Wellington, New Zealand, where I'm from.
Ah.
Lots and lots of hills.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So in addition to playing here at Roser Park, what else have you got guys going on?
Well, coming up on the 24th, we're at Floridian Social Club, and that's one of our big gigs. We have the full band. And on Sundays in Gulfport at the Tiki Bar, we have a residency there from 6 until 9 o'clock. We play every Sunday. It's a big dance party out in the sun right on the beach. It's beautiful.
Awesome. And you guys are at the North End Tap House on Wednesdays pretty regularly,
yep,
right?
Yep, every Wednesday at the North End Tap House, and that's our jazz night. We really cater to playing the great jazz standards.
Oh, Oh, Tonic this afternoon, performing live at Porchfest 2022 in historic Roser Park, St. Pete. Here's live music from Rebecca Pulley.
Just the two of us in the line. We're happy all the time. Till the next thing that you know, I was watching you go. Someone I did not know. How it hurt my soul. You little so-and-so. But I love skin and hair and lotion. European sea we fight. You know I could not compete. Already Irish fade. And my chest did rise and leap. My eyes they ran like white steam. But it's not you, it's only me. But I may run to high ground. There's still good or to be found. Quiet place beneath the clouds. Well, hearts don't break without a sound. Mine is gonna bow. It's gonna bow and bow. Till the rising sun goes down. So much fun is away. But the next thing that you know is I've been watching you go. Someone I do not know. And how it hurt my soul. And on it goes and goes. But I may run to high new ground. There's still good or to be found. Quiet place beneath the clouds. Hearts don't break without a sound. Mine is gonna pound. It's gonna pound and pound. Till the rising sun goes down. Down and down.
Down, 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 down.
Napoli performing live this afternoon. We wrap up our live coverage of live music at Porch Fest 2022 in historic Roser Park this afternoon with music from Christopher James.
We could die young. We could drown in treasures and we can have none. We could trip and fall in love over it to feel. I think we could remember is that kind is never queen. Chase after the fame, find our insecurities just to make for us a name. We could have an easy life and take with it the real. One thing we could remember is thank you.
Picture. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
We could be celebrities.
Oh, wait. No, that's not. Forgot the words to my own song. How does that even work?
We could try to stop the hands.
There it is.
It ticks against the clock. Pray to God a thousand times if he's listening or not.
Christopher James live this afternoon at Porch Fest. Porch Fest is free and open to the public. The live music continues tonight, Saturday night, until 6 o'clock in historic Roser Park.